You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You heard that right. You know what time it is? 2 p.m. It's Open Mic time. It's me, your host, Dan, and we're here on episode number 29. Can you believe it? Almost 30, almost 3-0, big 30-0. Maybe I'll do something special next week. But this week, going to keep it kind of standard, be playing some new tracks, some old new tracks, and then Album of the Day right at the end. Going to be starting us off with some jazz today. Artist that I really love, Yusuf Lateef. He just released a new old album, so I'm assuming, like, to be fair, he's been dead for over a decade, so rest in peace, so his label probably. But new old, by that I mean this is a new release of a live recording from 1972 in Avignon, France. The album is titled Atlantis Lullaby, the concert from Avignon. I love these live jazz albums. They're just so fantastic, and like you can feel the musicians like moving off each other. There's something so free about it. I'm going to start it off with the title track from it, which I think embodies the record really, really well. Just give you a quick rundown of who's on it. Yusuf Lateef, he's going to be playing the saxophone, I think the flute on this track, but he might switch up to the tenor too. It's going to be Kenny Barron on the piano, Bob Cunningham on the bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on the drums. So here it is, this one here, Inside Atlantis. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That one again right there, Inside Atlantis, Yusuf Lateef, off the record Atlantis Lullaby, the concert from Avignon. If you like that, definitely go back, check out some of his other records. My favorite, personally, and I think his probably most famous, Eastern Sounds. Got some of my favorites of his personal songs, such as like Snafu, Purple Flower, The Plum Blossom, and then also some really great covers, like the love theme from Spartacus, where the piano is simply immaculate. The rest of this record, also fantastic. Got some Kenny Barron-led songs, some other Yusuf Lateef songs, and the second half is more standard, such as, like, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, which is really amazing, and they really do it fantastic justice. Gonna be switching up, gonna be playing some folk next. This one here off a record that I heard about early in the year. The record is called, let me get this name right, it's quite long, The Pilgrim, Their God, and the King of My Decrepit Mountain by the band Tapir, just like the animal, yes, T-A-P-I-R, then an exclamation point. This one came up to me on RYM at the beginning of the year. I think it was right near the top of the charts. Finally got a chance to listen through it. It's really good. It's got like a three-act structure, so I don't want to spoil too much. So I'm just going to be playing the second song off it right after the intro. It goes by the name On a Grassy Knoll We'll Bow Together. that track right there, the second one, Titanium Wings by Stormpath. This is an artist that showed up on our playlist I'd never heard about. They're from Ontario. The entire EP goes by the name Prometheus Found, recorded by themselves, Rebecca Simpson, or Stormpath. Really nice, really easygoing. I really loved it. Nice mixture of some post-punk, but also some like indie, but here and there on a couple tracks, there is some like hip-hop almost. Really cool, all over the place. Love the influences. Gonna be switching it, gonna be playing some more kind of like pop folky music. This one here by another Canadian artist, Vera Sola. This off their new record, Peacemaker. The song that I'm gonna be playing is called Desire Path.
The grass, say it's the sidewalk. Exit the window, swear it's the door. Bend down the ceiling, watch as I crawl along the floor. What you say? Just get it together. This all okay? Piss on my back. Tell me it's rain. Then expect me to stay. But I've wasted nights waiting for the sun you said would rise. And I've gone for days, knowing the night would fall again, again. You tell me you love me, at least that's what you say. Swear all of the things I know you did, they come. Okay, just get it together. Believe what you say. Oh,
Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Faux, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter Juanita Molina, and many, many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Definitely check that out. Sled Island seems like a great time. I wanted to go last year, didn't get the chance. Maybe I'll catch it this year. I'm highly contemplating going, but simply for two artists. I really want to see Soul Glow. Fantastic punk rock if you haven't heard it. Definitely go check out their last album, Diaspora Problems, one of my favorite albums from 2022. Nearly a 10 out of 10, actually. Good, like, punk, and then here and there, there's some, like, almost like kind of like SoundCloud era trap songs. So I just love it. Can't stop listening to it even to this day. And then the second artist I'm really looking forward to would be Lucy or Cooper B. Handy. Big fan. They're kind of like an outsider artist. I kind of picture them in like my own head as like a new version of like a Daniel Johnson figure in terms of like the innocence they preach in their lyrics and like how loving they seem to be. Another artist that I just checked is going there, Lust Sick Puppy. Awesome. Haven't got a chance to see them, but they were touring with Machine Girl, I believe. So, you know, they got the Machine Girl sign off. That's good enough for me. Gonna be playing some pop songs for you now, some songs that I've been listening to throughout the week. The first one is gonna be off an older album. It's from 2020. It's by an artist called Rina Sawayama. I love Rina Sawayama. I loved her 2022 album, Hold the Girl, but I'm still partial to 2020 Sawayama and then even the Rina EP before that. So I'm gonna play this one track. It's called Excess, produced by an artist named Clarence Clarity. Then I'm gonna play a song from Clarence Clarity's album from, I believe, 2017. The album's called Know Now, and that song's going to be called Cancer in the Water. I'll be playing them back to back so you can get a taste for his production style. But first up, here's some Rina Sawayama, the song Excess.